This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's turn our attention to money. Is there anything new this year that might help us in budgeting or saving or investing? Brian O'Connor is the personal finance editor for the Detroit News and the author of The $1,000 Challenge, How One Family Slashed Its Budget Without Moving Under a Bridge or Living on Government Cheese. Brian, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.
Does Uncle Sam have any New Year's gifts for us to perhaps help save a little more or make our dollars go further?
Well, the best thing is there are some higher limits now on your savings accounts, especially if you are over 50. You have a catch-up option, which a lot of people in pre-retirement need to do, and that's gone up to $6,000 over the $18,000 that you can put in if you've got a 401k or a similar kind of workplace plan. You know, a lot of us can't sock away $24,000 a year in a 401k, but it is a good thing to do if you're sort of within that last 15 or 10 years to retirement, is to look at that. So that limit went up.
Why was there such a big catch-up needed for the over 50 set?
It's often because a lot of people just don't get serious about retirement savings until they're in that last 10 years or so. Typically, when they've got the kids out of the house, they might have the mortgage paid off. And so that's a time when you concentrate a lot of savings. It's also good because in that time, that's also typically when you're going to be earning your highest paycheck so that you can actually find that cash to set aside.
And then for the under 50 set, what, it's going up by $500?
Yes, you're up to about $18,000, but it's going to vary. You know, it depends on your plan. You know, you may have a workplace plan that cuts you off at 15. And, of course, with these pre-tax plans, the first thing to remember is no matter what you're doing, try and get up to at least the maximum for the employer match. If your employer matches 50% of your contribution up to 3% of your pay, then putting in 3% is actually means you're saving 4.5%. So that just gave you a 50% return on your money no matter what you invest in. I talked to somebody who could not get her 401k funded because she was daunted by the 14 mutual funds that she had to choose from. And I said, if you go up to the employer match, it doesn't matter. You can choose the biggest loser and you're still making money. You know, the Outer Slobovian Yak Futures Fund is going to make you money because you're getting the employer match. So people should just be starting at that kind of level. And in fact, there is a good little trick that I call the 2% solution. No matter what kind of plan you're on, whatever you're doing right now, just add 2% as an increase this year for the next couple of years until you can get to that point where you're saving maybe somewhere between 12 to 15% because you're not going to really feel it. It doesn't hurt your take-home pay that much because it's pre-tax. And it's a kind of a painless way that people can sort of automate this and yet ramp it up to a point where they've got a significant amount of savings.
Let's say that I have decided that this is the year, or you kind of set me up for this now. So this is the year I'm finally going to build a budget and try to live within that budget. And I've not done this before. So what is the best way to get launched in the right direction?
My advice is always to start where you are and look at how much money have you got coming in this month and where does it need to go. Look at your fixed expenses like your rent or your mortgage, any loan payments that you have, and your general overhead for electric and gas and insurance and that. And then the rest of that is your discretionary spending, and that's what you're going to have to make work for you till the end of the month. That's all you really need to do right there is be focused on looking ahead and where do I want my money to go. And then after that, you can use the approach that I used when I wrote the book, The $1,000 Challenge, which is start focusing on your biggest spending categories and try to get those down to the point where you can sort of focus on one thing at a time. The easiest ones are the big fixed categories so that if you go out and shop around on your home insurance or your car insurance and you lower that bill, as soon as you're done for the year. Other categories like groceries, entertainment, dining out, things like that, those are the places where you have to sort of be ever vigilant. Some weeks you're going to just nail that, and some weeks you're just going to, you know, be running around like a crazy person and maybe not be that successful, and that's okay. Don't try to be perfect. Be happy if you're saving one more dollar this week than you were a week ago.
I heard someone over the holidays toss out what I thought was a pretty cool idea, that every time you go to the ATM, set one of those 20s aside. Just put it away. It's easy to kind of slice that off if you can do that. And I suppose over the course of a year, that could build up pretty nicely.
All those kinds of little tricks can really work for you. It could be every time I'm doing something discretionary. So when I get my spending money for the week, I'm going to set aside 20. Another program that people like is the dollar a week program, where you start the first week of the year, you put a dollar aside, then you put $2 aside, then you put $3 aside. If you do that, by the time you get to the end of the year, you'll have, I think, about $1,300 or so. At the end, you're putting aside about $200 a month if you're doing a dollar a week. But if you've had the year to sort of build up to that, and you're kind of looking for that. So there are those kinds of little tricks that you can do. If you're doing it methodically over time, it's kind of very satisfying to sort of see that cash build up in the envelope.
Great tips. Brian O'Connor, the personal finance editor for the Detroit News, and he's author of The $1,000 Challenge, How One Family Slashed Its Budget Without Moving Under a Bridge or Living on Government Cheese. Always good to talk with you, Brian. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy.